Hey, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, podcast. Let's podcast, bro.
Yeah, bro. Podcast.
Hello?
Hi.
Is it recording?
Yeah, press recording.
Hello. Welcome to Food, Drink, and the Podcast.
Our word.
Huh?
Our word.
Word of the podcast. Yeah, bro. Podcasting, bro. That's what we're doing.
I know, but word. Our, you know, what we say.
Slogan. Slogan.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Slogan is what? Say it again for the listeners.
Okay. See you on the table with chairs.
No chairs. Just join us on the table.
Join us. On the table?
Yeah, at the table.
Oh, at the table. Oh, I see. Okay.
For the listeners.
For the listeners.
See you in a second.
Okay, bye-bye.
Back to this episode of Podcasting Tips and Tricks. Today, we are talking to you as professional podcasters about our experience on creating and managing a podcast. As experts in the field, we have a lot of great insight to share. We will start with some basic questions so you get to know us a little bit better and our story. So, Sol, I think the obvious place to start would be, what inspired you to get into podcasting?
I'm sure it was the three of us. We decided to do not just podcasting, but I think podcasting was your idea, was it?
Podcasting, yeah, that was my idea to start podcasting.
I think we had a bunch of ideas like car wash and...
Oh, for business, food. Specifically. Podcasting... I'm pretty sure it was my idea.
The name was my idea, bro.
The name was your idea, but the podcasting was my idea. No, but seriously, do you think you would have podcasted? Would that have been a thought unless I mentioned it? Because obviously I put it out there. I gave my speech on why I think it's a good idea. And then you guys did some research and you came back and said, yeah, and we all went with it. Obviously Niz has fallen off now, the little sellout, but that's besides the point.
He'll come back when there's a juicy topic.
You think, yeah, he might do, yeah. No, he's good like
that. Yeah,
he always does. But do you think you would have done podcasting?
On my own?
Yeah.
No, not really, because after, you know, working as a trio, it is a lot of effort and work required. And people don't see that, to be honest with you. You only hear the voice and it sounds like, oh, they just jumped on the mic.
Oh, like our intro sort of explained that it's not as, you know, as easy as just pressing record and just talking.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that, yes. So. I was going to say, it's not just working on the podcast as well. I mean, I don't know how far you want to go into this. I'm sure you have other questions as well.
I'm just got some generic questions, like, you know, the most commonly asked questions about podcasting. So just try and answer some of them for our listeners. Maybe it might help them out a little bit. So one of the first ones I was going to get into was, what equipment do you need or would you recommend to start for podcasting?
So first of all, you'll need a laptop.
Yeah.
Most people have phones. I'm sure you can't do a podcasting off the phone.
Probably could, but it wouldn't be great, would it?
No.
You definitely need to invest in a microphone.
I'm talking about softwares as well, because it's not just, I don't know, might have apps onto it, but I'm not sure. But the softwares we use are designed to do podcasting episodes.
Yeah. So let's talk about the equipment first. So
okay.
you said laptop, headphones, and then
headphones,
a microphone, a decent one. Yours is a decent. Mine's is like, I think, 60 quid or something off Amazon. The first one I started off with wasn't great.
Yeah, I had one, but I sold that one, but I don't know which one it is. I can't recall, to be honest with you.
I think yours is a built. Do you have a pop shield on yours? Yours is a built-in pop shield, isn't it?
This one I have. This one has a pop shield. I'm sure the first one didn't have it, so I needed to buy, this pop shield and, the foam that you put on top of it.
Yeah, yeah. And then you mentioned software, so let's break that down. So you need a software to sort of warehouse your podcast episodes on. You need one to edit. You need one to record the episodes, and you need one for editing.
Editing, yes.
Some will have recording and editing features on them.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we do it, we found it better to have one that's just an editor.
Mm-hmm.
So we edit separate, don't we? So
that's true.
It's up to the individual which sort of route they want to go. Any other equipment do you think, Sol? Is that it?
We've covered
in terms of equipment.
Mic, headset,
soundproofing, or I mean,
yeah, soundproof will be ideal as well. So you'll need to be in an area or a room where it's closed off and it's not that echoey.
Yeah, because most people do it from home to begin with. We try to be big. Yeah, we try to be too big to begin with. We, for one of the three sessions, we went to a recording studio. Wouldn't recommend that, not to start off with anyway. So I think soundproofing is definitely a good idea until you grow big enough and then maybe eventually get a recording studio.
Yeah, totally agree with that. I'm out of pocket because of you, bro. I'm sure Niz is as well, but I don't think he's not really said anything.
Niz has got a lot. Niz is a secret millionaire, I'm sure he is. He's one of those.
You sure?
Probably, yeah. Don't start another Niz episode, bro. Where's Niz? Yeah, we could do a part two. Yeah, that was one of our more popular episodes, wasn't it? It's quite funny.
That, and I think there was another one as well. Outtakes, was it?
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
There's been a few ones, but I can't think of anything.
Yeah, another common question is how long should a typical episode be?
I'd say about 30 to 40 minutes max, no more than.
We've had some, I think, nearly an hour. We've had some over an hour. We've had to chop him into like different pieces. But yeah, I think at the start, don't you remember we were doing we were adding recipes and they were getting long. And I remember getting feedback through people and they were saying, look, I forward that bit because I don't need the recipe. So they were getting turned off because they were like switching off because you sort of lost the momentum. I mean, we tried to spruce you up with music, background music or whatnot. Do you remember?
Yeah. But I think if it doesn't interest people, then it doesn't. That's the thing, I mean, it's trial and error, isn't it? Because we didn't know what works and what didn't. Once we had feedback, we make amendments.
Yeah.
That's the other thing as well, isn't it? Feedback. Yeah. I know we're covering the how long a typical episode should be, but it's not just that aspect as well. It's much more.
How much time? Behind the scenes.
Yeah, how much time you put in. Because, it might only sound like a 30-minute episode or a 40-minute or 20 minutes or whatever, whatever it is anyway. But the effort that you put on it will be longer than 20 minutes, even when you're recording.
Way longer.
Yeah. When you're first recording, it might just say, right, okay, so a 20-minute might end up being, you need to talk about
it. They've got to check your facts because you're putting it out on air. You don't want to make, misinform
mistakes.
People.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't want to sound like an idiot at the same time either.
True.
So you got double, triple check your facts.
Mm-hmm.
You got to check the pronunciations of words.
There's that as well, yeah.
Hence the outtake episode. We've had many and many mishaps with that.
And it's timing as well, isn't it? When you have to record, when it's a good time to record as well.
Oh, yes. That's one of the, I say, the most difficult thing. Just
so
getting
if you're recording
together.
At home.
I've got my own life.
Yeah.
You've got your life. Niz had his.
There's his own life,
got there. If we've got a guest on, everyone's got different timetables. So especially when we've had guests on, we've had to And I suppose as podcasters, this is like a tip going forward. You have to sort of make your life and your time work around the guests.
Cause exactly, yeah. Instead of you asking them, look, you do it on my time. That doesn't work like that. You've got benefits on them. So if they turn up, because I can only do it that time, fine. Do it that time with them.
A few times we've had to scramble last minute just to,
yep, exactly, to
get it done. Even it doesn't matter if you're tired, doesn't matter what, you know, what's going on. You've got it's a job though, really, isn't it? It literally is. It is work. It's a
full-time work, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure people do it on a part-time basis. Some people do it on a hobby as well.
Some might, yeah, hobbyists, yeah.
That's how they like it, but...
In terms of promotion, I think social media is the best way to go.
I'd say word of mouth to be more than anything else. Social media is a good aspect.
Yeah.
But if you've got friends, family, obviously social media such as WhatsApp and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be messaging them anyway because, oh, this episode is out, have a listen. Some days will like increase in the listen value, and some will not increase. So it depends if they have an interest as well.
Yeah, so some episodes
peak,
do
some don't peak
better than others. So you will have, it's like a wavy chart. So it's up and down, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when it's up, we're buzzing. When it's down, it can be a little bit, especially when you're not making anything from it. Just it can be demoralizing a little bit.
I know what you mean. Yeah. So it affects your mood as well. Like, oh, why is it not doing? I put so much effort in that episode and it's not doing well. That gets to you as well, isn't it? You're like, you know, it's not fair. But sometimes that's half the battle, isn't it? You got to carry on. You got to push yourself and keep carrying on. You know, let me just keep at it. Eventually, like you said, innit? I think you've said this many times, when you keep throwing things at the dartboard, one will stick eventually.
Yeah.
I'm sure you mentioned that. So.
Yeah. Effort and consistency, that's a big thing. You gotta be consistent.
Yeah, that's the major role. So you have to be consistent. So you have to be day in, day out. So
there was a small time where we weren't as consistent as we should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we went back to the drawing board and we started being more consistent. But that's difficult because you miss 1 week, it turns to two, turns to four. Turns to eight. You know, it's easy to start slacking.
Yeah. So no, totally. It makes sense.
Another question saying, how do you decide on what topics to pick for your podcast? So we went into the food, but not food and arts category.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're under. So we cover food and we cover like social aspects like religion, marriage, education and things like that. But if you go deeper into it, the episodes, I think we pick them, you just pick something you're interested in, isn't it, really? Like what piques your interest.
Yeah, so you have a certain interest, like you're saying, into it, yeah. But sometimes it's more of a, because we all decided we wanted to do a food podcast. That's what it was on. And then we tried to revolve around that subject matter because we all love eating, to be honest with you. That was the truth. And we all decided we all like food. Going out, having a good meal and stuff like that. So then you can't always choose it around that topic. We do have to branch out. That's what I said.
No, you just reminded me, we did settle on food because individually, because we're different people, we had, I think, did you want to go for gaming initially?
Yeah, initially again, I wanted to do gaming. I think Niz wanted to do... Gardening,
and I wanted to do self-help. I remember, so we were like deciding like which one to do, and it,
yeah,
because they were,
I think yours was self-help
yeah, improvement,
something
yeah.
Like that, yeah.
And then we all settled on something that we all sort of enjoy and we can all speak on, which was food and arts, being i.e. life, finding and booking guests. That's a skill again.
That is
difficult.
Yes.
Especially when you're small.
Just starting off.
Unknown, yeah. Yeah, unknown.
When you're
known
and just starting off, you don't get many people either don't want to come on or they'll ask you, who are you? Or, you know, maybe ask for a fee, maybe.
So a tip there would be utilize friends.
Yeah, that's it.
Friends and family that add some value to your listeners.
Yeah, that's it. That's true. Yeah, so you'll have, I'm sure you have friends and family in other industry, in other areas. Bring them in. It's like, you know, you scratch my back and I scratch yours. You're helping each other out.
Mm.
So that does help both of you out in that aspect.
So another question was, what tips can you give for engaging listeners?
Make it interesting more than anything else. So it's something, if you personally would listen to it, then that would make other people listen. So if you personally make an episode, just say, oh, I'm just doing this for the sake of it. There's no quality. You're just aiming for quantity.
Hmm.
No, then it's not going to work. That's the thing. And, more than anything else, would you as an individual listen to your own episode? That's my advice on that aspect. If you don't, then there's no point doing it.
Yeah. It's more enjoyable that way anyway, for a start. Yes. And then secondly, like you said, you've got a, like what you do, you've got
to, yeah, you have to have an interest.
Interest in
if you
yourself.
Don't have an interest, then
yeah,
you're not going to.
So, what have you learned as a podcaster? We've been doing it for like a year and a bit now. So, what have you learned?
Well, I have enjoyed it. It's something that I didn't know I would be interested in personally.
Goes back to that, was it saying you've got to try things, you know, if you don't, you don't know until you try.
Exactly.
And it can go either way, because I mean, Niz may have enjoyed it, but not enough to sort of stay on where we have stayed on.
That's true.
So it's not for everyone. And again, you're not going to know until you try. So definitely go and try your hand at it.
I mean, first, when you listen to your own voice, it's a bit jarring, but I think you get used to it.
Oh, yes. That was the odd thing first. When first listening back to your own voice. You're like, oh, it's a bit jarring. What I sound like? I was like a bit annoyed. And then you sort of get used to it. Like, oh, I sound like this. And then, you know, you eventually sort of get used to that.
Exactly.
Mm.
Sometimes some days you sound good, some days you don't sound that great, but that's just the way it is, isn't it? Because you're not going to be 100% every day.
Mm.
Some days you might be a bit sick, but you might still need to put in the work.
Yeah, you might have off days, but you can't take those days off. You've got to be switched on. You've got to just put the effort, like you would with a job, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, any job, you'd still go in if you had to.
But as podcasting, have you learned anything about yourself? Tell me something you might have learned about yourself.
I've grew a backbone.
Because Niz started saying that, didn't he? Speak more. What I've learned is speak your truth.
Yeah.
Regardless. And that, you know, because there is an element of, can I say this, can I not say this? But you just want to be as honest as you can, really.
Mm. Because some of it, sometimes you do say it's like, oh, I don't want to offend anyone, or you know what I mean, in a bad way. You just, I mean, there's still barriers. You're still not going to break every barrier anyway. That's just who you are as a person or whoever it is. Some people are more open. They'll say as it is. There's no bar hold. Like sometimes, you know, when some episodes we have about Niz, especially about,
you know, speak your truth, basically. Mm-hmm. Not everyone's going to agree with you. And not that you're always going to be right. You know, you could be wrong, but that it doesn't matter. It's not about right and wrong. It's about speaking your truth.
So your say.
Yeah, having your say, I suppose that's what it is. You're communicating to the world, aren't you? You're trying to give a message out. And we try to keep it as positive as we can.
Yes, most
although
definitely.
We touched on some difficult topics in the past. You know, we've talked about suicide and diseases and all sorts, but part of life, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you just carry on. I mean, it builds character more than anything else. That's the other thing I would say.
Yeah, I mean, like, Niz is not here anymore as a third
frequent
member.
Worker. Yeah, or frequent.
He comes here and there, but when he was initially, he was full time like us, and he did say upon leaving that he'd learned a lot of skills. And I think, obviously, aside from like editing, you know, we've gone a lot better at that. We've learned skills. I'll speak for myself here. Just doing this, basically, just having a goal, saying, right, we're going to podcast, and then putting out 30, 40 plus episodes, you know, like being consistent with that. You know, it's a goal we set out to achieve. And a lot of people say it and they don't do it, or they'll fall off after maybe 5 episodes. We mm-hmm. almost had that, but that consistency, that keeping yourself accountable.
It's occupied more than anything else, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being occupied and doing and something.
Accountable.
Yeah.
Sticking to it, saying you're going to do something and then actually doing it. Because they may not take off. Who knows? You know, you're not. Everyone's not lucky. Some may do mediocre. Some may do extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
So, bottom line here, rounding off, I would say to anyone who wants to podcast and has an interest, I think we've given quite a bit of tips today. But final message would be, if your hearts don't, because some people look at the same like YouTubers and influencers, you have your top dogs. So if you're, you know, the influencers, you have like the Jake Pauls and the big millionaires, then you have like mediocre ones, then you have like hundreds of just small time, you know, and they're doing okay. And the same in podcasting world, you've got your big Joe Rogans, your Russell Brands with the millions of followers, and then you've got loads of like smaller podcasts that do fairly well. But don't look at the ones that are top dogs and look at the money they're making and just do it for the money. Do it for passion or interest. And speak your truth, and if you're interested, go. You're only going to know by putting yourself out there to see if it is something that A, you're interested in, and it's something that will work for you. So mm-hmm. if you're interested, I'd say yeah, give it a go.
Couldn't have said it any better, Dims. Taking the word right out of my mouth. There's nothing else to add, to be honest with you.
That's fine. This is probably why we work well together then.
Yeah.
That's fine then. I think we'll leave it here.
Yep.
Okay then. This was an interesting one, Sol. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope the listeners out there, I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have any further questions, don't hesitate to get in touch.
Any queries, you can get in touch with our website. It's info@nosuchnonsense.com. We're available on Twitter. Just look up No Such Nonsense. We're also available on Instagram. Look us up on No Such Nonsense. We're also available on LinkedIn. No Such Nonsense. So, yeah, we're worldwide recognized.
West side. Yeah, we are. Well, hoping to. But, yeah, no, this has been a great episode. Like Sol said, any questions, any queries, any further, just get in touch and we'll try and help you out as best we can. Other than that, thanks for your time. We really appreciate you guys. We appreciate your support. And we hope to see you again at the table next week for another great episode. Yeah, you know the lines. Right. Until then, take care.
Take care and bye-bye.
No, you didn't. You just took my words. All right, then. Okay, stole my lines. But yeah, see you next week, guys. Bye-bye.
Got it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Balls here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.